Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah.
It's a new season.
Amen. Good evening, everybody. Yes, indeed. It is a new season and it is a new day. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we just give God the praise for another opportunity for all of us to come together for this broadcast. Well, tonight we have a special broadcast. We look forward to it every fifth Monday of the month, and it is our TNT. That's why we call it our TNT broadcast, because it is just, when you tell of the goodness of the Lord, it's more powerful than dynamite. Well, this is our Thanksgiving and Testimony Hallelujah broadcast, and we have those that are lined up tonight waiting to tell of the goodness of God in their lives. Revelation 12 and 11 tell us, and they overcame him. Who did they overcome? They overcame the enemy. They overcame Satan, our adversary. How? By the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus Christ, and the word of their testimony. The elderly people used to say, "Can't nobody tell it like I can. Just give me the mic. Give me an opportunity just to share of the goodness of God in my life." And God is such a mighty, mighty God. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We know that he is still in the miracle working business, praise God. And just his very presence with us each and every day, it should be a testimony of his goodness, his greatness, his awesomeness, And so we're going to go ahead and get started tonight with this testimony service, praise God. But before we do, we always like to usher in the presence of God with a song of praise, because we know he comes, as the word of God says, and inhabits. So we're going to lift up a song of praise to our Most High God. And then we're going to have Pastor Jasper to share in an opening prayer. And after that, we're going to turn the mic over to those that are ready to share of the goodness of God in their lives. Praise God. So listen and be blessed as Travis Green shares his testimony through Psalm of how our God made a way. Listen and be blessed.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test. But holding on to faith, you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out. You're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you made a way. When our backs were
against the wall, and it looked as if it was over,
Lord, you made a way. And we're standing here,
don't know why.
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 Hallelujah. Our God, he makes a way. He just keeps on blessing us. As Travis Green said, over and over and over and over and over again. Hallelujah and glory to the name of our Lord. Pastor Jasper, go ahead and lead us to the throne of grace in prayer, please. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Heavenly Father, Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your new dispensation and your grace in our life, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your strength, Father, Lord. This year be a season of divine purpose for our life, Father. Be a season of divine alignment, Father. Be a season of divine truth in our life and our heart, Father, Lord. We pray for thine will be done, Father, Lord. Open every door, Father, Lord, that you see fit and close those need to close, Father. And we praise you. We thank you for your goodness, Lord, and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, Father. And we pray for that will be done, Lord Jesus. So just have that way, Father. Pray for each and every one on the line tonight, Father.
Yes,
bless their life.
Yes,
keep them strong.
Yes, yes,
keep them
Lord.
Faith in you, Lord. Give
yes,
them the peace of Christ in their life, Father. Give them the understanding. Give them the joy of their salvation, Father. We pray for that will be done, Father. Just let your will be done, Father. Your presence go forth, Father, to abide in thee, that you may abide in us, Father. And we thank you, Lord, and let your will be done tonight, Father. And your testimony service on tonight, Father, be a testimony of joy, a testimony of a new commitment, a testimony of miracle signs and wonder, a testimony of truth to your word, Father. Lead by your Holy Spirit, Lord, lead us to the great things of God, Father, for our life, Father, the greatness of God in our life. For greater is he that sent me and he that sent the world. And we pray for that will be done for your dominion, strength, and power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Praise God. We thank God again for the opportunity to come and share of his goodness through testimony and giving him thanks. Oh, yes, we do. We know that God is not a respecter of persons. And so what he's done for one, he will do for another.
Amen.
He's just a great and awesome God like that. And so when we all come together and begin to just tell of his greatness and tell of his goodness in our lives, I just know that brings a smile to the face of our Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, it does. Because, see, as God has blessed you, and then you open your mouth and begin to tell of his greatness, don't you know that falls on the ears of somebody else that might be going through something similar to what you've been going through? They may just be going through, and they need to hear, guess what, that we serve a mighty God, and there's nothing that's too difficult for him. Oh, they need to hear of the goodness of God. And just as God blessed me, my brother or my sister, guess what? Get in line, get in line, get in line. Because our God, he is still in the miracle working business. He's still, as the elderly people say, passing out blessings. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, praise God. We're going to go ahead and get started, and I'm going to call on my dear sister, Elder Maddie Green, this morning and this evening following Elder Maddie Green will be our other sister in the blood and sister in Christ, Sister Gloria Whitehurst, followed by Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley, then Mother Pat Gallo, and then Elder Hilton's going to close us out in prayer, praise God. So we got a powerful program. Let's go ahead and get started. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, it is. Come on, Elder Maddie Green. Let's see. Go ahead and press one on your keypad for me, Elder Green. Praise God. There you go. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And also let me say this. There is another on the line tonight, and I didn't call out your name, and you want to be able to share a testimony at the end of this broadcast, by all means, we're going to give you the opportunity to do that because we want to hear from you. Praise God.
Amen.
Elder Green, go right ahead. Good evening.
Hello, Elder Green. Amen.
Good evening. To God be the glory. Amen. We thank you, Pastor Constant and Pastor Jasper, for opportunity to tell of the goodness of God.
Amen.
And all Amen. That he has done for
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
I'm letting you know that when it's time for someone to speak a word to the people of God, that the
yes.
enemy would throw small pebbles at you and place impossibilities in your thoughts and in your way. Because he did it for me this past weekend. And I looked at the situation, and it looked like it was impossible, and looked like everybody else they chose dropped out. And so I was the last little one they called because it was in a need. And I said, but God, I see some impossibilities, so I don't know how I'm going to do it. But God taught me to say yes and let him handle it.
Amen.
So I'm letting y'all know right now, when there is any impossibilities in your life and God tell you to go and do it, don't ever depend on your strength and
That's
your
right.
way of doing anything. I'm letting you know that God will keep on making ways and open up those doors. Sometimes people believe that it's just a big door that God is going to open up for you. It don't have to be anything big. It can be something small. Because
That's
when
right.
something start out with the goodness of God, he allow you to just be obedient to his will and his way. He will begin to send blessings, renew strength, refresh your spirit, and bring a victory in the house of God. For I know that he will do it, and he did do it for us. So without a doubt, I know, and I keep knowing, even when you get weak and when your mind want to try to throw distraction in you, I know one thing for a fact. When you stand on the word of God, no matter how the situation look like, when it seems like nobody is there to help, God will bring a helper your way.
Amen.
I'm not talking about the Holy Spirit because he's already there, but he'll touch somebody's mind and let them come and do things as simple as doing a kind act for you. So don't ever give up. When you maybe be down to your last strength or your last dime, God will send someone in there to pay something for you, and you ain't got to pay a dime. God will send his anointing, powerful strength within you when it feels like you don't have any strength at all to move your body. For I know there is nobody like my God the Father and God the Son. So y'all keep right on. Stand in this Christian race. Don't quit. Don't give up. Even when you slow down, say, God, I believe that you still got some work for me to do. So keep on doing the good work God got you to do. To God be the glory. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Elder Maddie Green. That's right. Anytime that you, as Elder Green shared, you might look at something and it might seem impossible for you. But anything that is impossible for you, we already know it's possible for our God, because the word of God say with God, all things, not some, but all things are possible. And as Elder Green said, just keep on trusting God. You don't have to worry about what it might look like. We don't walk by what we see. We walk by faith in God, standing on his word. Standing on his word, all you got to do when the difficulties come, just go in the word of God and find yourself even just one scripture that you can stand on, that you can begin to chew on and let it marinate in your spirit. Let it just marinate in your spirit and be able to speak it forth. All you got to do is find one. And the word of God says that it goes forth and it accomplishes everything that God intends for it to accomplish. All we got to do is just trust him. Oh, that's the kind of God that we serve. Praise God. Thank you so much, Elder Maddie Green. Praise Amen. God. Come on, Sister Gloria. Praise God. Sister Gloria Whitehurst, we want to hear from you as well. Go ahead and press 1. There you go on your dial pad. Praise God. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Sister Gloria, can you hear me?
Yes.
Amen. Welcome, welcome. Good evening.
God bless you.
God bless you. Go right ahead.
Thank you, and God bless you and Elder Whitehurst. I
Amen.
Thank you for the opportunity to give God the praise and glory that he deserves. God
yes.
has been good to me. He has given me 53 years of life that the devil thought that he had taken from me and that I would not live to see. And I can honestly say I know that it was God, because if the devil had his way, I would not be here. And I thank God for that every day. I thank him also for a new year and a new birthday that he has given me to see, to enjoy.
Amen.
Because he has been better to me than I've been to myself. I thank him for the blessings of my family members, especially my granddaughter that he has blessed. And she is still flourishing in his goodness.
Amen.
And I thank him for who he is, has been, and always will be to me.
Amen.
Because you never know what you will go through or what you will be experiencing in life. But one thing you can know is that if you trust and believe in the Lord, that no matter how it gets, it can get better. But you have to walk by faith and not by sight, and know that God is always with you.
That's right.
And the saying that the good, the bad, and the ugly, you have to endure, you do.
Amen.
But the thing is that going through all of that, the outcome is that as long as you believe in God and trust him completely, you will always have the good with you and for you because of his goodness and mercy towards you in your life.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Sister Gloria. Amen. Sister Gloria is talking about those blessings, and that even in the difficult times, in the midst of the good, the bad, and the ugly. Oh, yes, with the blessings, the word of God says comes persecutions. They going to come. The persecutions are going to come. But God, but God, B-U-T, I say, stands for because you triumph. But God, even in the midst of all of that, you're going to triumph. God, he is right there waiting to bless you. And no matter what, the word of God says that Jesus Christ has already, every persecution that you may face, don't worry about it, because Jesus Christ, when you trust him, the word of God says that he's already overcome them all. So we give God the praise. Thank you so much for those encouraging words. Praise God.
Yeah, praise God. Also, Sister Gloria, she has a new name. Her name is Victory. Her name is Overcomer.
Amen.
Her name is More Than Conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is what God wanted to be.
God was just through thick and thin, time and time again.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He was there for her. He was there for you. He was there for me. But thank God for testimony of God had blessed her life time and time again. Even the enemy tried to do certain things, but God was there to protect her and keep her and strengthen her, Lord, through it all. And also being a storm survivor that you are, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, yes. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Next, we're going to thank you, Sister Gloria, again for that powerful testimony and those words of encouragement.
Amen.
Blessing not only you, but blessing someone else as well. God Amen. Bless you. Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley, praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Go right ahead. Just a moment. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Associate Pastor Manley,
amen.
Can you hear me? Amen.
Yes, ma'am, I can. God bless you, Pastor. God bless
God
you, Pastor
bless
Lisa,
you.
Pastor Jasper.
God bless you.
God bless you. I bring you greetings from Lake Charles, Louisiana. Thank God for everyone. And thank you for this opportunity this evening to give God all the glory.
Amen.
I'd like to give a testimony this evening about how God can get you through a bad situation in your marriage. Or when you think that maybe things have gotten so bad, there's nothing else to do but just hang up your shoes and throw in the towel.
Mm.
But I came to tell you this evening, in 2002, I was going to church. I was ministering in a church in Columbus, Georgia, supposedly knew the word of God. Me and my husband both had joined the church and got the right hand of fellowship, and we're doing the things that we believe God wanted us to do. But I came to tell you, sometimes you can be doing all the things you think are right, but you're not doing everything that God wants you to do. And we got to a point in our marriage where it was where people say, you know, it was on the rocks. We were going to church, and we were going through the motions, and we were smiling, and we were acting like everything was well, but it wasn't. Marriage was on the rocks, and I was miserable, and he was miserable, and we both were talking about divorce, but we were still going to church. We were still singing in the choir. We were still coming down the aisle. We were still preaching and teaching the word of God. But we were disgusted and busted. And it comes a time in your life where you have to say, wait a minute. Things have got to get better. This just doesn't make any sense. I'm living in the word. I'm working in the word. I'm wearing the collar. But I'm unhappy with my marriage. And this is something I know God doesn't want for me. But being young in Christ, I did not know that God can do anything. I thought that I could do things myself, that I'd have to take care of it. And so I remember looking at Psalms 13, 1 through 16. Psalms 13, 1 through 6. And it reads, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? This is what I was hollering as a Christian. How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? Can I tell you, that's a woman or a man that's hurting you right there, Psalms 13, 1 through 6. How long, my Lord? And I know there's some of you out there tonight where you have besieged in your soul. You're scared to say it because you're a Christian, because you're a pastor, you're a minister, because you're a child of the Most High God. But you got some troubles in your marriage. You got some troubles in your life. And you're asking God, how long, my Lord, would you forget me forever? But let me tell you something. When I said that Psalms, which is a prayer to God, the Holy Spirit came to me. He came to me right there in the church one Sunday. And he said, Gretchen, I'm going to give you a new man. Oh, let me tell you, I started getting happy, y'all. Oh, I shouted. And I danced. And I laughed. And I was like, whoa, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God going to give me a new man. Now, I know that sounds silly. But here I'm thinking, God going to take away the man I got and give me something new in the church. He going to break up a marriage and give me another marriage. Oh, this is so wonderful. See, sometimes you can be so deep in the spirit of the Lord, you still don't know what's going on. Because I didn't understand that the Lord is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. God wasn't interested in working with the stuff in the material world. But I didn't know that. So I'm sitting in church, New Revival Christian Center, day in and day out. And every Sunday, as my husband is sitting in the front, singing his little heart out to the Lord, I'm looking over my shoulder for that new man. Every time the door open, I'm looking, God going to give me a new man. He said he going to give me a new man. And like my silly self, I sat there in my clergy collar looking, wondering,
When is this new man going to come in and change my life, make me happier, give me the joy that I used to have, give me that peace that I long for so much, because we can't fix this thing right here. I need a new man every Sunday for 7 months. I sat there, turned around every time those double doors opened, looking at somebody's husband probably, somebody's son, somebody's child, some man, thinking it was the man that God had for me.
Mm-hmm.
But little did I know, the Holy Spirit works in ways that we do not know of.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept saying that prayer, how long, oh Lord, will you forget me forever? How long, Lord? Well, can I tell you, one Sunday morning, as my husband was standing before us, the church, singing his little heart out, giving his life to God, praising God with everything that was within him, I didn't know that the Holy Spirit was working in my man.
All right, now.
And as I sat there hoping and praying for something new, something different, the Holy Spirit whispered over my shoulder, behold, your new man.
All right.
I was like, wait. And I was looking right at my own husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but how, Holy Spirit, how? He said, behold, your new man.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore,
Amen.
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And you know, from that day forward, me and my husband, I came up forward in the church. We grabbed hands. We hugged each other. And it was like at that same time, the Holy Spirit had renewed us both. Not only did I receive a new man, he received a new husband. He received a new wife.
Amen.
Because I became what God wanted me to be. And he became what God wanted him to be.
Amen.
Holiness, righteousness, Hallelujah. Loving, forgiving. Not holding things against one another.
Mm-hmm.
You look at each other differently. We started looking at each other differently. We loved each other differently because we looked at each other the way Christ looked at us.
Amen.
With an unconditional love.
Yes.
With a love that is not wanting and needing something, but a love that wants to give something. And how we rejoiced. And how I jumped up and down. A new man. Oh, my God, a new man.
All right.
I never, like, oh, my God. God took my old and he made it new.
Yes, he did. Yes,
How did he do that? Yeah. I thought he had to take something new. So now I know some of you out there, you've heard from God. And he said he's going to do something in your life. And you think he's going to do it with something totally outside of what you have, outside of your child, outside of your husband, outside of your house. Oh, no. Oh, no. Behold, your new man, your new wife,
Amen.
Your new child, your new life, your new way, your new house, your new job. If any man, any human being Christ, he is a new creature.
Amen.
Not even just he fix it. It's you brand new. You're just something that has never, ever been seen before. My husband has morphed into someone I never knew. I have morphed into something he's never seen. Brand new from what was there. Old things are what? Passed away. Behold, all your things can be new. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Hallelujah. I pray to God this has been a blessing to you, an encouragement to you. Hold on to what you got. If it's in God and God gave it to you, give it back to God.
Give it
back to God. And give God a chance. God bless you all. God bless you.
Amen. God, praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much. Yeah,
yes,
so said Pastor,
God.
Man,
thank
for that powerful testimony.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Powerful testimony.
Hallelujah.
God gave her, she got some new shoes, some dancing shoes, praise God. She had a new man called, Divine Transformation. She had a new man called, the Lord created me a new heart. Amen. Mm-hmm. She got a new song in her heart now.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. She got a new blessing of God. Restoring the mind, body, and spirit, praise God. He got a new season of joy, unspeakable, and full of glory. He got a new peace, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. He got a new my beloved, new MB, a new my beloved,
amen,
of a man, praise God.
Amen.
She got some new things going on in her life, amen. She's sharing that newness of that joy, and that God had blessed her to have that new restoration, praise God, a new reconciliation in her heart, mind, spirit, and they together was one, amen. God restore that.
Mm-hmm.
He restore that. He
mm-hmm.
strengthened that greater than before. Mm-hmm. She would say greater than she did than what she had before.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And God do that.
Yeah.
God do that.
Hallelujah.
And he's still working on that.
Amen.
Oh, a blessed marriage. Amen.
What a blessing.
Oh, man.
What a blessing. If any man or woman be in Christ, he is a new creation. Behold, old things have been, they passed away, and behold, all things, the word of God says, become new. And there is nothing, as we were talking earlier, that's impossible for God. So if you have that loved one, that husband, that wife, that son, that daughter, that loved one that you've been praying for, you got even a marriage, as Associate Pastor shared tonight, as she said it, and you're going through difficulties, or it looks like, you know, over the years, through the years, things just have not been the way that you wanted. You might be getting a little tired and a little weary along the way. Don't share. Give him or her back to the Lord.
Amen.
Trust God with them. Do what you're supposed to do. Keep them lifted up in prayer. God, he is a transforming God. Oh, yes, he can.
Yes,
he is a God that brings transformation.
Yes.
Not only that, he's a God that can do the impossible. Ask Ezekiel.
Yes.
He can make the dry bones. Oh, yes, he can. Those things that might appear to have been dead, he can revive them. He can bring new life. Oh, yes, he can. Oh, yes, he can. All you got to do is just trust him. That's the kind of God we serve. Hallelujah.
Well, he make you clean.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So thank you so much.
Amen. Thank God.
So much, Associate Pastor, for sharing that testimony.
Oh,
we're going to bring Mother Pat, and then we're going to go to caller number 3925. Hallelujah. Mother Pat, praise God. Come on. We're bringing you in right now. Can you hear us?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I want to say thank God for this opportunity to be able to share my testimony. And I want to say I've been encouraged by Elder Maddie Green and Sister Gloria, and of course, my neighbor here in Lake Charles, Louisiana. We're right down the street from each other. You know, at first, when Pastor Lisa asked me about sharing a testimony, well, I don't know what can happen. I just don't know what I can say. Then I say, well, when I answered the roll call, that was a blessing. That's a testimony right there. That God allowed another day. And another day in my right mind, and I have such joy and I have such peace. And and if you could see me, I have a smile from ear to ear. Now, why I'm smiling? Because I'm happy. I'm happy in Christ. I got joy of the Lord in my life. So my testimony is this. Usually around the beginning of the year, you hear of so many different churches, they have corporate fasting and praying and whatever. Well, our church used to call a corporate fast the beginning in January, but the pastor said fast on your own or whatever and do the consecration. So I set out, and I usually do this every year, that I started my fast on January the 5th, and I ended January the 26th. Mm-hmm. And while I was on the fasting, you know, God will speak to you at any time, but look like your spirit is more sensitive to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying when you're fasting. And
Amen.
So as I was praying, some things was revealed to me. You know, sometimes you can bring things into your house that's not godly, and you think nothing of it, nothing of it. So I've been listening to different programs about how the church has allowed the world to come into the church. You almost mm-hmm. can't tell the difference between the church and the world. And so I'm going to the part where as I was a fan of Tyler Perry and Madea. And as I kept on reading and praying and listening to different ministries and stuff, that's not good. I say, Lord, I say, I took part into this because I was mm-hmm. laughing and carrying on when I look at him and everything and thought, oh, that was just like good apple pie or something like that. But then what we have now? We have so much homosexuality in the churches, lesbians in the church. We have such spiritual people in church, but they talk a good game and they're living another way. And mm-hmm. so I said, I got to get this stuff out of here. Well, I'm telling you, it wasn't mm-hmm. no $100 or $200 worth of DVDs. I want to say hundreds of dollars that I shredded because I said I couldn't give that poison to somebody else. So I spread mm-hmm. it. I shredded all those DVDs. Then mm-hmm. I looked around. I used to like to collect little angels. And so my little mm-hmm. granddaughter in love, we were talking about angels. And she was saying, is an angel a lady, a female, or whatnot? And I said, well, all I understood was they always say he, a male figure. And so I looked up some information, and it says an angel is a pure spirit. God mm-hmm. created angels. And so I thought, I got all those little angels. I used to collect, I had a lot of dust collectors, okay? Be different little pretty little angels, females. I said, I got to get this out of here, too. So I did a cleansing. And so why I'm bringing this about, why I'm saying this, is it encouraged the body to go on a fast and mm-hmm. let the Holy Spirit speak to you, because the things that God wants to do in our life, and in these days and times, especially with all this stuff that's going on, so that we can be those intercessors that don't have nothing to hold us back. Because, you know, mm-hmm. like we're reading one of the scriptures, where the sons of Stephen, well, they thought they were doing what was right, talking about they coming in this name and that name, but they didn't know it. And so mm-hmm. what happened to them? Those demons turned around and beat them until their clothes was off. And so mm-hmm. as a believer, we don't want to give the enemy not even an inkling of any ground, because this is the time whereas we as intercessors has to push back the force of the darkness for our family and for our nation. Please mm-hmm. pray for our nation. So that one time, we may have been looked on as a godly nation, but not anymore. Because we got too many things, too many little G's that come in. And if you talk about Almighty God and Jesus, they want to bash you. And that is not the way it's supposed to be. We're not bashing anybody, but we sharing the love of God so that they can come into the deliverance from what the enemy has bound them up with. So what I'm encouraging everybody, we in a fight, huh? We in a fight not only for our family, that's our nation, and we in a fight for the world to see that we got the answer and not the enemy. So fast and pray.
Man.
Like you say, some things come by faster and praying. Is not this the fast that he called to break the bands of wickedness and even restore your health speedily? So fast, watch, fast, watch, fast, and pray. That's it for me. Y'all be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's right. Mother Pat shared the importance and the power behind fasting prayer. And then she was talking about how, you know, once you as you fast and once you come through that time of fasting, it's a time of spiritual cleansing. And the Holy Spirit has the opportunity to speak with you. And as we were talking about just a few Sundays ago about doing an assessment and reassessing and taking, you know, stock of our own self. You know, we have to look at ourselves and say, okay, is there something that's not pleasing to God that I need to do, something better that I can do? And the Holy Spirit will give you, he will give you guidance in that area. As Mother Pat said, cleaning out her closet, cleaning out the movies, yes, so many. We have to do physical and spiritual cleaning.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for Mother Pat.
Amen.
Yeah, sometimes we have a personal or a spiritual conviction about things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God has shown God, we have spiritual conviction about some things. Be personal. So if something you want to get right with God, and God pull in your heart to do certain things, to get rid of certain things, maybe do a cleansing, mentioned. And also your personal sanctification is important too.
That's
right. Sanctification, you know, be holy and live holy for Christ, amen?
That's what
holy
it's all about.
Right. Holy Spirit, right. So personal sanctification is important as well, amen?
Yes.
Along with our spiritual growth and development. It's this daily walk. Spiritual growth and development is a daily walk in Christ, amen? So that is very important as we walk this life from day to day, amen?
Praise
in Christ,
God.
In your spiritual growth and development.
Oh, yes.
And everybody at a certain stage, a certain age, a certain spiritual development, that they, God, taking more sickness from day to day as well. Mm-hmm. And we walk in the spirit and not feel the lust of the flesh. So that's important to us. Amen?
Amen. Praise God. Call the number to 3295. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mother Pat, for that again, that powerful testimony. Call a 3295, praise God. And if there are any others, as I said, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We'd love to hear from you tonight. Hello, is this 3295? This is, hello. Talk to us, Elder Prophetess Cecile Cutchin. Hallelujah. Is that who this is? Amen. Can you hear me? Caller 3925. Caller 3925. We can't hear you. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, and if you have your phone, go ahead and unmute your phone. All right. Well, praise God. Hopefully we'll get a chance. We'll try you back in just a few moments. Caller number 3925. Praise God. Amen, amen. Is there another tonight? Is there anyone else that has a testimony? You want to share the goodness of God in your life. You want, or you just want to tell God, thank you. We have an opportunity for you right here. Praise God. Just press 1 on that dial pad. We'd love to hear from you. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Caller number 5403. Caller 5403. Go right ahead. Hallelujah.
Good evening to everyone. This is Gloria Gibbs from Columbus, Georgia.
Good evening,
and,
Gloria. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. I just thank you, and I've been encouraged by all the testimonies tonight. Don't really
Amen.
Have a specific testimony, but I do want to thank God for me being able to just chime in and just tell you guys thank you, because you've been an encouragement. And my
Praise
husband
God.
And I were talking today, and we were talking about being content
mm-hmm.
and how, you know, the Bible says, I guess Philippians, I'm content in all things.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about that, and we were like, isn't that amazing, all things? And we started laughing, because
mm-hmm.
sometimes things happen, and you're like, I don't like this. I don't like it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And the two of us, we've both been divorced, and, you know, we're remarried, of course. But
mm-hmm.
we laugh because we're like, there were times where it was pretty raggedy before
mm-hmm.
we met each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about how sometimes we got to the point where, I mean, I did, he said too, you just say, God, you know what? If this is me, if this is what you have for me now, then I'm going to take
mm-hmm.
what you're giving me now, and I'm just going to be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be thankful mm-hmm. until you bring or you deliver me from this place
mm-hmm.
because you're God and because you're
mm-hmm.
an able God.
Mm-hmm.
And we just laugh because we talk and we come to these conclusions even before we got married. And
mm-hmm.
that was just one of the things I liked about him, because he reminded me that you should be content no matter what position you find yourself in. If you have
yes.
enough, if you don't have enough, there's ways to find ways to be content in what you have, what you do have. Still thank
mm-hmm.
God, even when it's not going the way you think it ought to be going. And exactly. even because God is working in it regardless.
That's right.
He's going to work. Yeah. He's going to work it out for your good anyway. And I believe that he's done that in our lives, because we've been married almost 10 years. And people
right.
think we've been married 20-something years, but we haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have, it's just that God has restored us so much that
mm-hmm.
it seems like
mm-hmm.
we've always had what we have. But I think it's because he constantly reminds me that, Gloria, you know, it might not be what you want, but we can be thankful and we can be grateful and we can be content in what we do
mm-hmm.
have, and God will move on that. He will reward that, and he will bless us, and he has. And I just, you know, wanted to say that tonight, that particular scripture, as strange as it might seem, it is so true that if you learn, it says, I've learned. That means that it's a process. It doesn't happen automatically. You might
mm-hmm.
grumble and complain a couple of times when you first get in the mess or when
mm-hmm.
things don't go your way. But as
mm-hmm.
you're going through it, you learn how to be content. That is, you
yes.
learn how to look around and you learn how to see, well, what has God done? He's brought
mm-hmm.
us from there to here.
Amen.
He's
yes.
brought us from empty bank accounts to full bank
mm-hmm.
accounts.
Come
to
on
broke
now.
Down cars to new cars.
Come
to,
on now.
To kids being in high school and from high school to college. And from college to graduation, and
all
from
right,
graduation
yeah.
to job, he's brought
yes.
us from surgeries to healing,
mm.
to,
mm.
you know, all these things, all these
yes.
things. In just this 10 years, this man that God had brought to me and me
God.
To him, we have gone through things that seems like it was 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've
mm-hmm.
seen stuff. I know from just the lives of other people, like the lives of my sister Gretchen, that testimony, I've seen that work.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen
mm-hmm.
God work. I know he
yes.
can do the most miraculous things.
Oh,
but
yes,
God
he can.
Says, I can do that, and I did that, but I can also do what you need, Gloria. I can do that. But you got to be
yes.
content with where you
mm-hmm.
are, because I'm working a thing. I'm working
mm-hmm.
it out. And so
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to
mm-hmm.
say that being content, even though it's hard,
believe that God will work it out. He will work it out for you. And I'm still learning, like the scriptures say, I'm learning how to be content.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there yet, but I'm learning it. And I'm thanking mm-hmm. God for it.
Amen. 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 What a powerful yes, testimony. Yes. Sister Gloria,
thank you, thank you.
There is a scripture.
Amen.
And it is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. And it says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Your life is a testimony, my dear sister, of that scripture.
Yes.
Oh, what a powerful, powerful testimony.
Yes.
Oh, yes, ma'am. See, again, as we talked about, and thank you so much for sharing the testimony, because what you you began to open your mouth and mm-hmm. you share of how the Lord, just in such a short period mm-hmm. of time, mm-hmm. how because you trusted him, he began to just move on your behalf. And see, once you become content in the Lord, mm-hmm. you begin to rest in him. And as you rest in him, he promises that just what the scripture says, godliness with contentment mm-hmm. is great gain.
Mm-hmm.
He begins to work all these things, those things that you share, and then even more together for your good and for his glory.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for sharing that powerful testimony. Oh, my, my, my. My God, my God. Oh, yes, we have, praise God, we have another caller. Thank you there, Sister Gloria. That was powerful.
Amen.
Caller number 9053. Go right ahead, please. 9053.
Hey everybody, my name is Lakina Lewis. I'm calling out of Columbus, Georgia. I work here down at the dialysis.
Fine tonight. Hey there, how are you?
Hello,
good
hello.
Evening. God bless you.
I am great. I work with Miss Mary Britt. I work at a clinic and everything. That's who I work with. That's who invited me to this call, and God be the glory.
I listen to
you guys' testimony. And I appreciate every move you guys, every move, every voice that you guys have put on this phone line tonight. But let me tell you a little bit about my life. I'm 41 years old. I'll be 42 next month. I was mm-hmm. 18 years old. This is a long time ago, but I was 18 years old. I was on my way to high school, and I had a bad car accident. When when the ambulance got to the accident, they pronounced me dead. They said, you know, I was brain dead and everything was dying. Everything was dying in the midst of life. Everything was dying. They told my family that. 3 days later, my family had my funeral planned, and I was in a coma. They said, well, when she come out this coma, she going to be brain dead. You know, if she come out of the coma, she'll be brain dead. And I have a support system on my end. But let me tell you, just the grace of God, That was the year 2000. I have came out that coma. I have went to college. I have graduated college. I have had two kids after that. And, you know, and it's just a testimony. I tell people, you don't know the God that I know. You know, this man, he works.
Yes.
Hello? Oh, yes. Yes.
I tell people, you don't know him until he show himself to you, you know, and he is so powerful. Like, I came out of the coma, I was paralyzed from the waist down for 10 months. I had a feeding tube. I had a trachea tube. This is the God that I serve. I'm walking. I work. And these are the same doctors that said, if I did live, I'll be a vegetable for the rest of my life. For those that who don't know what a vegetable is, a vegetable is a person that just lay there. They have no life, no purpose, no need on earth. They just lay there. And this is what this doctor told me. But so tonight I just want to share this testimony to tell y'all we try to be stronger in our word, in the word that our Father gave us. That the doctors give us. No word that the testimony that the doctor claims life. When God says over, is over. Until then, we keep living. We got to keep moving.
Got
to keep moving. These daughters don't know what the father can do. They don't know his power over their own. It's a pharmaceutical business. That's what they're paid to tell us. But when he say the last say so, he said, I got the last say so. And that man have been so good to my life, to my family, to my children. I have a great support system. I'm telling you.
All right.
Like I said, that been over 20 years ago, and I share that testimony because it always, April the 13th to be another year. But that testimony, it's so powerful that you never know what you can do to somebody else's life until you let them hear what God did to yours.
That's
it's so powerful that I sit there and I tell them, well, you know what? I used to be paralyzed. I done went through so much. I had a feeding tube in my stomach, and I had a breathing tube in my throat. I said, but look at me now. If I didn't give you that testimony, you wouldn't know nothing about that. I walk in a small loop, but I'm walking, you know? And I tell them, we got to stop looking at the bad and look at the good. Every morning I wake up is a part of time for me. I give him a part of time. It's part of time. Every morning that I can get up out that bed, it's a part of time for me. And I want to give this praise to God to push somebody to keep moving forward, to just to know his will be done in our lives, his will. Nothing that these doctors can tell us can prove a point to us when we trust the mighty God. If we trust him, nothing that these doctors can tell us can be right. You know, like I said, I just give him all the glory for life, for peace, and just for the will to keep working, to keep moving. You know, like I said, paralyzed, I couldn't stop then. I wouldn't give up. I fell. I bust my head. I lost count. When I got up to the 10,000th time of falling, I lost count after the 10,000th time, not after the first or second, but after the 1,000th times of falling, I stopped count because I couldn't give up. I couldn't imagine myself having to have assistance going to the bathroom, having to have assistance to get up, having to have assistance to sit down, having to have somebody beside me 24 hours. So I said, God, if you take this life from me, I'll give mine back to you.
Come
and that's
on,
what
now.
He did. That's what
Come
he
on.
Did.
Oh,
that's what he did.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Won't he do it?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah,
yes,
Lord.
He will.
Glory to your name.
Won't he do it?
Yes, Lord.
Won't
you are a living, breathing, walking, talking miracle. Oh, yes.
And I tell everybody, that been so many, that been, I'll never lose the date or the time. But that been over 20 years ago. You know, like I said, on my way to high school, I done graduated college 2 times. I moved on my life. I'm 41 years old. I was 18 years old when that took a place in my life. And that man still hold me up. You know, he still my will. You know, he still give me the choice to live because I wake up and I praise him and I give him what he wants. I'm a full servant of God. I'm a full servant of that man. By being able to speak to y'all on this phone tonight to give y'all the testimony, I know I gotta let y'all go and stuff, but to be able to speak to y'all on this phone tonight, to give y'all that testimony, that's my work for my father. That's my testimony for my father. Because somebody needed to hear that, you know?
Yes.
Somebody that needs to know how powerful that man is. We can't trust the human word. We can't trust the spirit word or the doctor's word. We got to trust the Most High Word.
Yeah.
You know, that's where the blessing comes from.
Amen. 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 That's the power of our God. That's the power of the Most High God. Oh, yes, he is. He is the great I Am. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Oh, thank you so,
so much for sharing that powerful testimony. Oh, my God, my God, my God, of the goodness and the greatness of our God. There's none like him. None like him. Thank you. Yes, Sister Lewis, praise God. Amen. Amen. We give God the praise. We give him the praise. We give him the praise. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Let me just share this too, and we're going to go back on track 39:25 again. But I want to share this so that you all will know of the power of God and his greatness. Every testimony that was on this line tonight, it needed to have been heard. What a blessing you all have been to those that are on the line tonight. Oh, my God, my God, my God. And see, I had lined up those that I had reached out to, and then the Holy Spirit spoke. And let me tell you why it's so important to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit spoke and said, open the lines up. Mm-hmm. Normally, we would hear from those that are scheduled to speak, but the Lord said, open the lines up, because there are words, there's a testimony that need to come forth from those that you don't even know that's on the line. Come on, Jesus.
Power on the line.
Hallelujah. And there is power on the line. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So we just give God, thank you so much, Sister Lewis and everyone, Sister Gibbs, Elder Maddie, Associate Pastor Manley, Sister Gloria, praise God, Mother Pat, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, Sister, yes, Gloria, thank you so much. What a power. We had to add a few minutes of time, but guess what? It was worth every moment to be able to hear and for you all to bless others that's on the line with your testimony.
Amen.
What a powerful, powerful time in the Lord. Ain't nobody mad but the devil, and he can't do nothing about it. Oh, yes, we give you all, give God all the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let me just tell some of it.
Amen, amen, amen. Caller 3925, we're back at you. Can you hear us? Caller 3925. All right. Well, we'll try for you on the next time. Hello? We keep hearing bits and pieces. We continue to hear this. I can't hear you completely, but we'll give you another opportunity, praise God, on another broadcast. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We just give God again all the praise for those that have shared tonight. Oh, what a powerful time of thanksgiving and testimony it has been tonight. We thank God. We thank God for all of his miracle working power in the lives of everyone that is on the line. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and close out our session. Praise God. And I'm going to ask my brother, Elder Hilton Britt, if you would come on the line. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, what a powerful time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Elder Britt, can you hear me?
Elder Britt. Yes, I can. Praise God Almighty. Yes. We thank the Lord for these testimonies, these evidences of our great Savior working in the lives of his people, showing himself to be the mighty God who saves, who preserves in one's original state and condition, who delivers from imminent danger and death, who has given us the gift of eternal life, who is the great physician, who watches over his word in the lives of his people to perform it.
Yes.
I am that I am, who cannot fail, who is always prevailing in the lives of his people, showing himself to be the living God, showing himself to be mighty and strong, to advance his word and to establish his word in the lives of his people. Not one jot or tittle of that which he has spoken can fail or will fail. Yea, for a little while, we've been endured only for a night, for a season.
Yes.
But he who has declared a good work within us, he himself will perfect it and perform it and keep it even unto the day of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
For he is mighty to establish his word in the lives of his people. So now we look unto him who is faithful and who will perform that which he has spoken. Unto the only wise God, who is the invisible, the almighty one, the ever-living one, the all-sufficient one, the God who is most high above every name that is named. Every knee will bow unto him, and he will show himself to be the faithful God, the true and the living God. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and all that you're doing. We give you all the glory and all the honor. Oh, we bless your name this evening, Lord. And we thank you for every testimony. And we thank you for watching over the lives of each and everyone who was on the line tonight, Lord. Not only their lives, oh God, but the lives of their families and loved ones, oh God, clothing them and covering them, keeping them safe from all harm and all alarm, and making provision, oh God, abundant provision, according to your holy word. For we walk by faith, fully trusting in you, Lord, looking unto you, Lord Jesus, and thanking you. We give you all the glory and all the honor. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we again thank you, Elder Hilton, for that closing powerful prayer. Thank God for everyone that is on the line tonight. We give God all the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Those, if you want, we have a prayer call on Wednesdays as well. We'll send out the information on that as well. You're welcome to join us and meet us back right here next Monday night by the grace of God for the Season of Purpose Radio broadcast. I'm so full tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Go forth this week and have an awesome week in the Lord. And to God be all the glory. We give him all the praise. Have a wonderful week. We love you. God bless. Good night.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it, hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on, heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. You know he's been good to you. Testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
By his stripes.
I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is
Listen. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome. the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
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 Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
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 He's
holy. Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's great.
He's great.
Let's take it up one more time.
worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is
come
awesome.
On. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is
come
awesome.
On, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
From
has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever
one word, come on everybody. My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice. The whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
By his stripes.
I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is
listen.
Awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his
holy name.
Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, look back over your life.
Awesome.
And see where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
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 Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy. He's holy.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's great.
He's great.
He's great.
He's great.
He's
can talk.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.